This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State political issues have been center stage, but as Congress recesses for Independence Day, let's check in on Louisiana's delegation to D.C. Congressman Steve Scalise remains hospitalized as he recovers from being shot at baseball practice June 14th. We wish him well. Congressman Cedric Richmond achieved some notoriety for going off on an Iowa congressman who compared New Orleans to some of the most violent countries in the world.
It's not appropriate, it's insensitive, and it's nothing more than traditional white privilege of let me criticize a minority city.
Congressman Clay Higgins has been laying fairly low since his June 4th Facebook post about radical Islamic terrorists, where he urged, quote, hunt them and kill them all, unquote. Congressman Ralph Abraham has put out a series of videos touting the House health care plan, particularly its provision to change Medicaid to a block grant program.
And with that flexibility that the states will have, even more money will come to the states.
And Congressman Garrett Graves is pushing his new food stamp bill.
We introduced legislation on a supplemental nutrition program, the SNAP program, helping to incentivize people to get off of government dependence and get into the workforce.
Senator Bill Cassidy is holding a town hall meeting in Baton Rouge this afternoon. Officially, it's on flood recovery, but since, as a physician, not yet committed to supporting the Senate health care bill, his stance on that could become the hot topic. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.